You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast.
The Motor Zone is brought to you by EZQ4U. Vehicle admin made easy. Call 073-280-2971.
Have you got vehicle admin headaches? Hi, I'm Hazel from EZQ4U, and I have a solution. Whether it's personal or business, renewals, registrations, taking for roadworthy, or getting number plates, EZQ4U sorts it all. From licensing to ownership changes, BRNC applications to engine clearances, even deceased estate vehicle processing. We do the running around so you don't have to. Take the schlep out of your vehicle admin. Call or WhatsApp EZQ4U on 073-280-2971 today. EZQ4U, vehicle admin made easy.
It's just past 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donicky from JSJ Motors. Good morning, James, and welcome back.
Yeah, morning to you and everybody else. And this nice, miserable day again today.
Yes.
Yeah, but we need the rain anyway.
Is it still that fine, heavy
mist and a little bit of rain? Yeah, so the daughter's second time going for her license since she passed. In the rain, 2 weeks ago, this time it was raining as well. She failed, she passed today.
Yeah, what's that? Congratulations.
Thank you. So it's another driver on the road. Be careful.
It's true what we say. And even when I went for mine moons ago, when I completed and had passed, because those are the days with the ruler against on the wall. And then you had to say, as quick as they put the ruler, you had to answer. And then you had to, they had a table with cars and then you had to sort of take the car around the circles and all that.
It's changed, hasn't it? Yeah, it's definitely changed.
And then the inspector said, "Now listen, young lady, this does not mean that you can drive."
It's your start of your license.
He says, "Now you will learn how to drive."
Oh yes,
you've just got a license to drive.
Yeah, unfortunately, like you said this morning, coming down Black Hill or whatever, the guys.
That's terrible.
It's stupid. They should have their licenses taken away, and they should be scrapped. Because these guys are just risking everybody's lives and yours. If they go through the robot and they T-bone you, it's you the one that's going to end up injured. And they just walk away. They don't give a hoot.
No.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a reckless and endangerment and whatever, and something should be done.
Yes.
And these guys, I don't mind. If we break the law, we get caught. That's, like I've always said, that you'll learn. But these guys are consistently breaking the law, and nothing happens.
Yeah. That's why they keep doing it.
Yes, that's the problem. Let's not go over that. And tomorrow tomorrow the fuel goes up 15 cents.
Oh, no.
Yes, it comes down, but goes back up.
So when does it come down? Because now it's going up.
It comes down at midnight, but goes up at midnight. So because of the increase in the fuel levy.
In the fuel levy.
Because of the tax. I would rather, and I was saying to Rob, I said, I'd rather have the tax, because the tax was 0.5%. This is 15 cents a litre.
Yeah. No.
Add it where it's going to go. It's going to go and affect everybody.
Of course it is.
Vehicle sales, vehicle transport, food. It's can't even argue anymore. It's getting a bit pathetic. But let's leave it there. I picked up something very interesting the other day when I was going through looking for something to talk about. And this is something I didn't realize. The guy brought it up and he said, do not override your headlights.
Do not override your headlights.
Okay. Now, try and work that one.
You can see my frown.
The overriding of the headlights is basically how far your car headlights can shine, how great a vision you have in that distance, what can you see of the obstruction in front of you? Because your braking distance is going to be a lot less because you don't see the obstruction. So do not override your headlights, meaning don't speed up too fast if you don't have decent headlights, because you might see a deer, I'm not saying a deer, a buck, whatever in the road, but if you had decent headlights, you would have picked it up earlier. You don't see it. You brake later.
Because you're blinded by the light.
Well, you're blinded by not having light.
That's right, because it's like...
Yeah,
in
so
your
you're, well, it's not in your face. It's just that you don't have enough lights in front of you, so you can't see. Your vision is blurred. During a nice day, you can see for 2 kilometers on a nice road. At night, you can only maybe see 200 or 300 meters in front of you, and if you've got these crappy headlights, you can only see 100 meters in front of you. So you can't see if someone's doing a U-turn or someone's walking in the road because your lights are terrible. And that's why I say, spend the money on decent globes. Because you can go out and buy these cheap so-called LED glows, white lights, and they are terrible. They shine, like I said before, they shine around. They don't shine in front of you. You can't see what's on the road. And especially the dark side roads, going up the coast or wherever, you can't see, and these people are walking in the middle of the road. You know what? Pedestrians are getting killed, a lot of them, towards the end of the month, because you can't see them. If you've got crappy lights, you will see them a lot less quicker, and it could end up killing you or a cow or something like that. But if you have decent headlights, because it's now going to project the light a lot further, you can see more, you can brake earlier. Whereas if you've got crappy lights, your braking distance, there we go. So, yeah, that's think about it. So that's one thing. And another thing, like you mentioned the other day, headlights, and keep your lights working, and keep your windscreen wipers nice and renewed. It's time for renew them. If you haven't had them renewed in a year, go and get new ones. It makes a difference, people.
I know we repeat this often, but it is important because many, I mean, I have seen now with the rain, someone's hand is out the window and he's busy manually moving the wipers up and down.
Now what happens is if, depending on where you stay and depending on certain areas, the rust affects the two materials where the windscreen wiper mechanism goes through. So one's aluminium and the other one's a pewter or steel. And what happens is it gets in there and they cause it to seize. So there's been a couple of cars. It's happened to me as well. So you've got to replace it. And they get slower. So it's no use having slower. And if you find it's getting slower, go and get it renewed. If you don't have to have it renewed, go and get some Rain-X, like water off a duck's back, and put it onto your windscreen. Believe me, it does help. It won't always help with the fine mist. A heavy rain, yes, it does, but a fine mist, it doesn't always help.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can have it done. Keep the inside of your windscreen clean. Keep the outside of your windscreen clean. Renew wipers. Make sure headlights work. There's a lot of cars are not working coming down and up Oak Harbor Savannah in the morning. And you can't see where you're going.
You've experienced that because you're out there.
Oh, yes. When I was taking the daughter to school and coming back, and I'm looking, I'm going, and the people... And the biggest thing is what grates me is these guys are putting headlight globes in wrong. And you can see the one headlight's bright at you and the other one's heading nicely. Yeah. Because the guys have put the globes in wrong.
I have asked before, how do you actually test it? And you said you can put the lights on a wall?
On
a wall, yes.
And then you have a look and see how bright it is. And you'll see the one will be, if they're both level, at normally just slightly above the knee. If you're standing against the wall, it's normally just slightly above your knee. But if you see if the one is out, you'll see it'll shine. It won't have like a projection in a corner, a slight angle. It'll be bright and it'll be much higher. So then you know the headlight. But you can see it through the glass. You can see the headlight. Some of them are terrible to get into. They're very finicky.
Well, you said some of the cars you've got to,
move the headlights.
You've got to move the headlights. And I think the go is easier.
But like I say, go and get decent globes. You can Osram start off half. Most of the cars now use a H7. H7 can start off about R80, go to R120. H4 is basically about the same price, or you can go and get the silver calcium, thing. There's a couple, Helia, Bosch, and Osram make very good globes, and it'll cost you about any. You can have a look on specials. Go on the specials. Normally, end of the month, you can find out from the dealers. Maybe they have a special on those headlight globes. Believe me, it makes a difference with the pointing of it, and it lights up the road nicely, especially if you're not sure. Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
So do that. And then we were remembering last time about the gent that his Ford Mondeo was talking about his timing belt.
Yes.
I had a look at that. There's different motors in those Ford Mondeos. Some say 150,000 kilometers or 5 years, and the other one is 200,000 kilometers or 10 years. But you've got to remember what type of belt they put in there, because what happens is a lot of the manufacturers now are making the belt out of recycled materials to try and save money. So they might not have the same
it's not the same quality.
Lifespan as the original was when they designed it. But me, between 5 and 7 years, that's when I would replace it. But if it says 5 years or 150,000 Ks,
change it.
And a lot of times you've got to do that water pump as well, because the water pump runs with the timing belt as well. So you've got to change that. Normally they recommend doing that at the same time. So do that. That's it. And then the other thing is, what was that one? Yes. 10 engine killing behaviors every car owner must avoid.
Repeat that. 10?
10 engine Engine killing behaviors every car owner must avoid.
Oh, this one's going to be okay, interesting.
So the number one, and that's always the same.
You've got a grin on your face there.
Yeah, you're going to have to take it to someone if you can't do it, is okay. The engine warning lights.
Okay.
So there's so many. You've got ABS, you've got traction control, you've got the airbag, you've got
that oil light.
You've got...
And the one that's the most scariest one is when that comes up, the engine to stop, but some of us don't know that.
Yeah, engine, yeah. You got to remember, like, your go, you were asking the one
yes,
time
I did,
about...
I phoned you.
Yeah, the engine, it doesn't have a temperature gauge anymore. So a lot of cars, people, they have a little buzzer. If it overheats, a little buzz, then you got to stop. But people don't realize what that's it for. It'll flash the red engine light,
yes,
but it won't stop the car. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But by the time it gets that, it's damaged the engine. So if you're short of anything, look in your book or Google it just to see what the warning is if you're not sure, and get someone to put a computer onto it to check what the fault is, because it can save you a lot of money. And like we said about the Fords, Opals, and the Peugeots, they're using wet belts. And what happens is the wet belt gets contaminated and goes into the oil pickup. It starves the engine of oil. And what happens is the oil light starts to flash. If that happens, stop. That little red light, it flashes, stop.
So whenever an oil light flashes, you don't try and don't even try and start it.
No.
Again, just stop.
Stop. Okay. I'll tell you why, because that's starting, the engine can be starting to seize. And that's going to cost you a complete engine overall. So, and that's not what you want. Okay. So if you have a problem with that and you see the oil light flashing, you've got a problem, the little red light. Either you're short oil or you got no oil pressure. Have it checked out by professionals, because they will tell you. Then the other one, revving a cold engine.
And, you know, many, many, many people do that, especially the youngsters. I don't want to target the youngsters, but especially the petrol head youngsters, you know, and they're not aware of the revving while cold.
Everything's still cold, so you've got to give it, and there's no, especially from word go, you rev it up. Your engine doesn't have that sufficient oil pressure. It hasn't gone to all the bearings and the lifters and whatever, and it's metal on metal, and it starts to wear off. It won't start now. But over a period of time, it'll get worse. And as they wear, then you know something's going to happen. So it also costs you a lot of money.
So don't be angry when you're getting in your car in the morning, and because you know what happens when you're angry, you take it out on the vehicle.
Yeah, sure. And start the car, so, and you, off you go, wheel spin. You know? Leave it at home. Go and sit the extra 5 minutes on the toilet.
Yes. breathe.
Yeah, breathe. Yeah, but that's, don't rev it. Before you even start the car, check the oil. You know, like I said before, when it's start and you're frustrated or something, just open the bonnet, check the oils, make sure everything's right, then get back in. Start the car, let it idle for 20, 30 seconds before you start going off. A lot of people say don't. They said you shouldn't prolong the idling on the newer system cars because of the way the engine's been designed. But you can still idle it for 30 seconds just to let it get through a little bit of a – build up the oil pressure and get the oil to the things. And this is another one that'll come up now. Neglecting the oil changes. I cannot stress enough just by changing engine oil. Engine oil, oil filter. Half decent engine oil, change the oil filter.
After how many kilometers?
Depending on what vehicle. But when your car has reached over 100,000, I would start doing it every 10,000 Ks.
Okay.
So 10,000 kg, even if you just change the oil and oil filter, it makes a hell of a difference to the longevity of the engine. Because the way, especially the newer engines for the past, 7, 8, 9 years with the recycle, because of the EU emissions control, the EGR, the exhaust gas recycling, what it's taking is taking old gases and it's putting back into the engine. It contaminates the oil. It really makes it look like gunk, and it starts damaging the engine. I've got one there as well. The camshaft's worn it like there's no lobes left on it. And that's also from lack of maintenance.
Yes.
So do that. Just do the oil change. Oil filter. It's going to cost, if you can do it yourself, perfect. Just remember, when you got rid of the oil, please don't throw it down the drain. Take it to a garage or something. I'm sure they'll throw it away for you quite happily, because most cars take between 4 and 8 liters of oil. The Buckies and that will take a lot more oil, so you'll have to buy 2 to 5 liters of oil. Get something to drain it into, and then take it to a garage and ask them if they can put it into their drums. Most of them won't refuse, because they get money back, and it goes either the Rose Foundation or engine oil recycling. And they get paid for it anyway. The guys come and collect it, and they give them $400 a 210-liter drum. So, well, they can fill it up and they can extra. It's for you to get it a bit, don't throw it down the drain.
Yes.
Because you're damaging the environment. There's another one now, running on empty or very low fuel. The reason I tell you that is because a lot of times when you got to fill in the fuel, you don't know what's in that fuel tank. And they've got a lot of particles of rubbish and dust and grit and whatever, and it all sits at the bottom. And it gets contaminated with the fuel filter and can end up damaging the pump.
Okay.
So that's another.
That's a very important one.
Yeah. And especially
but
with
it's
now.
But it's not easy because not many of us can ride on full.
Oh, no, not at all.
And many of us ride on E.
Just enough.
Enough.
I would also recommend every now and again, and I've mentioned this before, putting a little bit of two-stroke oil into the petrol before you fill it up and put half a tank in. It helps lubricate the only thing that lubricates the high pressure fuel pump.
Is this two-stroke oil?
For like motorbikes and things like that.
For the bikes, not for car. For
no,
vehicles.
But I use it on vehicles.
Do you use it on vehicles? Yes. All right, so
I just put it into the fuel
tank. So how does one do that?
You buy a little bottle that can come in, 100 mils or 500 mils?
Yes.
And before you put fuel into your tank, you stop at the garage. You'll have to do it yourself. Put about 100 mils into the fuel tank. And then tell them to put the petrol in. It helps mix the.
So you just take what you bought and then you just put it into the oil.
Yeah, put it into the
really?
Put it into the fuel tank.
Yes,
and then let them put fuel in.
Let them put fuel in.
So what helps it helps lubricate the
and
fuel
it
pump.
Just cleans the
and it helps cleans the injectors.
Okay.
So it helps lubricate. I mean, injector is a glorified magnet. You got to remember that's just a magnet. So what will happen is it'll help it lubricate it because sometimes they do stick. The fuel pump's looking for something to lubricate, so that little bit of extra oil will do nothing to the car.
And James, how often should one do this?
If you're going on a long trip, do it before you do on a long trip.
Okay.
Or maybe once a month, depending how much fuel you use. But this is only for petrols. It's not for diesels.
Yes.
You can do it for diesels, believe me, but diesel is more oil than it is a fuel. But it also gets dry. So, and I have seen the guys also suggest put a little bit of two-stroke oil in it. It's going to mix. It's not going to do anything to anything anymore.
And the petrol attendants must be wide awake because some of them, I remember my own family, Sean, at the garage, said, and they take diesel. And they put petrol in.
Oh yeah, that's happened before.
And they couldn't. They had to get it pumped out, and the car had to stay there. And it was quite a shock because the guy wasn't focused, you know. And it they had it to cost them dearly.
It'll cost them to place.
Well, luckily they didn't start the car. We just pushed it.
It'll take its time to get through.
But then they brought the tank and they had to suck it out.
Yeah, so the newer cars with the electronic injectors, if you put petrol in there, you can have to buy new injectors. And those injectors are just to get them repaired between 5 and 15 grand depending on which vehicle. Or if you want new ones, that's going to cost you 15,000 rand a piece. So if you've got a straight six times 15. Four-cylinder times 15. That's a hell of a lot of money.
Yes.
So you've also got to make sure that they don't do that as well. If you see them putting petrol in, stop.
Yeah, well, I think what happened, this was late. We'd just come back from someplace and they dropped us off and then went down to the garage.
And
we had to take them home.
We've seen it before. It has happened before that people make mistakes. But you also got to watch as well when they do that as well.
I'm sure they do that now.
They still do it now. People still get it wrong as well.
Yes.
So, and if you ask anybody, but you got to be careful when you go to a garage. Make sure they put in the correct fuel in. Get off, turn your head and have a look. Don't just sit on your phone and do whatever. And this is also another one. The next one is using the wrong fuel or octane rating. We don't have too much of a problem.
We just had that now.
Yeah. Well, that was just talking about the fuel.
Yes.
But we're using the wrong fuel or octane rating. We don't have a problem with that as well. The diesel new ones, you've got to stick to a 10 ppm, particles per million carbon. The older vehicles, even the newer trucks, use 10 ppm, whereas the older ones will use 50 ppm. And you usually got more of that. It's to do with the carbon buildup. It can destroy the injector.
And these attendants should know this.
Most of them just keep it now. You'll see the diesel sits at certain places of a 50 ppm and a 10 ppm.
Okay.
So if you've got a newer diesel, 10 ppm, that's the one you want. You want the lowest ppm possible. I mean, a lot of guys will travel up to the Angola or whatever, and they'll find they won't get the 50, the 10 ppm, so they've got to put real crap diesel in there. And they've got to take an additive with them so it doesn't destroy the engine, because it'll destroy the injectors and it will destroy the engine. And the octane rating, stick to whatever the octane rating they've got. I think Joburg's 90, we're sitting at 93 or whatever it is. But I'll give up.
93, 94.
So, just stick to that. And things like that. And then your next one is ignore overheating. Like I said before, if you've got a temperature gauge, you can see it overheating. So if you start to see it climb and it's going to get into 3/4 and things like that, and there's a little advice, turn on the heater. If you know you've got a problem, turn on the heater, put the fan on to 4. It'll help cool the engine down. But pull over when you get a chance and it's safe to do so to check the...
To check why.
Why. Do not open the radiator cap when it's hot. You are going to burn yourself, and it's not pleasant. It is extreme, because that water...
Because that is hot steam, eh?
It becomes steam as soon as you release the pressure. It'll burn you. It's under pressure. You've got to remember that cap is under extreme pressure. So do not open it when it's hot. Let it cool down nicely by itself.
Yeah.
I've been caught once or twice being stupid. We take a chance being mechanics.
But that's why you're telling us.
Because we've done it. We've done it. And I think every mechanic's done it by stupidity. You know, we're too clever. We know what we're doing.
Yes.
So, the next one is ignoring strange noises and vibrations. Not funny noises, strange noises.
Yes, because sometimes we'll talk about the tires. If your tire's not right and you can hear it. Now you think it's the engine, but it's actually your tires.
Yeah. You can get a vibration off anything. You can get a vibration. You've picked up something or other. Engine mounting starting to go. The fork. A lot of times people don't pick up things. They get used to it. They drive the car.
And the music is playing.
The music is playing, but they get used to that. They just ignore it, and they get put it to the back of their heads. Someone, if you've taken to a mechanic and he's driven it, he'll say to you, you need engine mountings, or you've got a vibration at this. Yeah. This is what's happening.
So it starts small. So you win, and I know from experience.
Everything does.
You turn the corners, clack, 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 and that's the other way, clack, 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 and that is?
CV joints.
All right. What do you do with that? Is it dangerous? Do you keep driving, clack, 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 clack? Why?
Well, you saw what happened to Mark's Bucky.
Yes.
So the car will just stop. It can cause more damage than what it can. So it normally starts off, you turn sharp and you have a very light.
It starts light and then it gets
worse.
It gets louder and louder and louder.
Louder. Don't wait for it to get louder and louder and louder, because you could end up, the shaft could break in the middle of nowhere. Then you're stuck and it causes more damage. Whereas if you went, sometimes it's difficult because we don't have the money.
Yes.
We understand everybody. But try and see if someone can help you out with that one. You know,
because that's important.
Yes. But especially if you get stuck. I think everybody's been stuck with a broken CV joint. Yes. Yeah, they know about it. But that clock, clock, it used to be, who was it? They used to say, clock, if you hear that clock, clock, clock coming.
That's the only sound I will never forget. It's the clock, clock, clock,
clock. And you go, clock, 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 break.
Break.
That's it. Stop. And then the next one, aggressive driving, hard acceleration. So they're talking about wheel spinning and things like that, because that'll destroy your drive shafts, your tires, numerous things.
So James, this must happen to you, the street racing, and it's happening in this valley. So damage must be done to those vehicles with that, they're starting off with, some of them put their normal vehicles on the road, saying, look, my car can take your car. It's scary to know what damage can be caused to that vehicle.
You've got to have the money to fix it. I said to my son and his next door neighbor up in Joburg, I said, Dale wants to do this with his car and that with his car and whatever. I said, well, tell him, have one car to go to work and one car to do that. Because at least you can still get to work. But don't put it on the road. There is places that you can go and drive.
Yeah.
You know, don't. You're putting people's lives at risk, including your own.
Yeah, I think we've got it here in the valley. There are places. It's hush hush, but it's here. I know it's here.
And then, you'll never stop it.
Never. And then Nando's, you know, Nando's in Grassy Parkside. They definitely have it there. and they're trying to do it. That let's make it just give a legal place because it's dangerous. You know.
You see the problem now is like we're talking about this now, in the street racing, you've got an innocent new driver driving down the road and they go through an intersection. They're not used to looking at how fast the car is coming.
Yeah.
Because this is where they learn speed. And the people zoom. And like I say, if someone hits you from the side, you're the one that's going to get it. When
that's
they
right.
T-bone you, you're the one that's going to die. Not them
right.
because they've got the whole front of the car. And then they walk away, they'll get a fine or something. Oh, Dad, sorry, I didn't mean to do it.
Yes.
Taking someone else's life. It's difficult to stop it. People enjoy it. I think we've done it. If you've got the money to destroy your car, they don't care.
Yeah.
But try and stay away from it. But and don't encourage your kids to go and watch it either, or someone to go and watch it.
Because that's dangerous.
It's even more.
Very, very, very.
You know, you're sitting on the side of the road. These people are not professional racing drivers.
No.
They're professional windhats.
Yes.
And they lose the car.
I like that.
you see sometimes in the valley that guys come with their breakfast runs with their BMWs and the Mercedes and the M3s, the M5s, M's, whatever.
And they tonk it.
You know, these, and they've had done spent a lot of money on these cars. Problem lies is they haven't spent a lot of time on the track and learning how to handle a car. There's very few people that can handle a car.
Oh, yes.
Just be careful. Don't encourage it. That's my suggestion. I'm not going to tell you.
Well, that's a lovely way to end, you know, because it's time is up, right?
And the last one is, don't skip scheduled maintenance.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, I think James, that is also another very, 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 very good
we got to do
discussion.
All that.
Don't miss your
scheduled bring it forward, then later.
Yes.
Okay. That's all right. My suggestion for
James,
you.
James, thank you for coming in,
it's
sharing
a pleasure.
Your knowledge. And James, please see your contact number as well, please.
081-070-4919.
Right. We'll see you in
two weeks' time.
James,
cheers.
Be safe out there. What are we telling our drivers? Headlights. Stop at stop street. Stop at four-way
just
stop.
Just be careful.
Just stop at robots.
Look left with light. Look left, look right.
Yeah. And headlights on.
And headlights on. Cheers.
Bye, James.
The Motor Zone was brought to you by EZQ for you. Vehicle admin made easy. Call 073-280-2971.
Have you got vehicle admin headaches? Hi, I'm Hazel from EZQ4U and I have a solution. Whether it's personal or business, renewals, registrations, taking for roadworthy or getting number plates, EZQ4U sorts it all. From licensing to ownership changes, BRNC applications to engine clearances, even deceased estate vehicle processing. We do the running around so you don't have to. Take the schlep out of your vehicle admin. Call or WhatsApp EZQ4U on 073-280-2971 today. EZQ4U, vehicle admin, made easy.